super excited because Andrea Aiden is actually in the studio
this morning.
As we do trending, and then we're going to come back to talk to her. What do you got for us?
So, Ed Sheeran, we've been talking about him a lot. He is going out on tour. He did decline King Charles' coronation. And everyone's been wondering, when is his new album coming out? He took that social media break, and he did announce that his new album, it's called Subtract, of course, going with the whole mathematical theme he has going on, comes out on May 5th. But he also posted on his Instagram page about his social media break that he took. He basically said there were a lot of things going on in his life. He announced that, you know, his wife, before she gave birth to their second child, had some kind of tumor, and they couldn't remove it until after the baby was born. And then right after that, his best friend passed away. So he said this album is a labor of love, and he's really excited for everyone to hear it. First of all, I just love when artists are super honest about what's going on. And he said that's exactly what's going into this album. He was like, you know, it's ending the whole mathematical thing. He has like multiply, divide, all of that. He was like, that's all coming to an end and it's going to wrap up, basically talking about, you know, how he's been dealing with things and how this has been therapy for him. So I'm really excited for this. I think it's going to be a great album.
All right. I love that. Super excited to have Andrea Aiden in here. Your experience and compassionate family law attorney. She's been our partner with Hero and Heels now for a couple of years doing this. And all the times that we've talked to Andrea introducing the Hero and Heels, it's always been on the phone.
It has been.
And I'm like, if we're going to bring this segment back, we need to have you in the studio.
We need to see your beautiful
talk
face.
Talk about it. Yeah, because you really are a badass yourself. And you've been one of our heroes and heels.
Yeah.
We surprised you with
that. We did. That was really fun.
But I thought it would be a great opportunity for people to kind of get to know you a little bit more, because not only are you this incredible family law attorney, you really have a great story, because you started off on a weight loss journey a couple of years ago, and you are now a power lifter.
Yes. That's so cool.
I am.
I love that.
So kind of take us back and tell us a little bit about how you got into this.
Well, yeah, in 2014, I started my weight loss journey, lost almost 80 pounds, and then COVID happened. I had to have a two-level neck fusion surgery back in 2021.
Mm-hmm, we remember that.
Yeah, that was rough. And I switched to a powerlifting trainer last June, and now I just pulled 335 deadlift.
Woo! Yeah!
35?
That's amazing.
More than double my body weight. So it was a very exciting moment.
Now, I'm going to say that I've seen some of the videos of you powerlifting, and because you'll start off in the stance, and I'm like, there's no way she's and sure enough, I mean, it's like you get in that form, and all of a sudden, boom!
Yep.
I mean, like full-blown Olympic stance going on, but this is a labor of love for you. You love it.
I love it. It's very empowering. I'm a family law attorney, so my job is very stressful. This is my therapy. I go to the gym after work.
Okay, so this is your relief.
That's really cool.
This is my relief, and it's my hour and a half every day to just let it out. So,
you know, rough day at the office. She's going to be pushing 400 here
soon.
Yeah,
exactly.
I hope so.
It's super close.
Do you have a goal of what you want to lift?
I do want to hit 405 deadlift at some point. Deadlift is probably my strongest. But I'm hitting PRs with squat and bench as well. So we'll see.
That's you're crazy. So cool.
Now is your
That's
husband
awesome.
Is your man into this too?
He goes to the gym. He doesn't power lift, but I can bench him, so that's fun.
What? Okay. Hey. I'm not mad at that for you. That's cool.
Did you ever have that? I was like, hey babe, you want to have a lifting competition?
He wouldn't.
He knows better. He's like, I'm going to let you stick with that.
Yes.
We're good.
All right,
wow.
Awesome. Let me ask you this before we get into our Hero and Heels, because that's coming up at 8:40 this morning. Got a great honoree today. What do you love about being a family law attorney?
It really, truly is my passion and what I was meant to do. I help good people through a really tough time. And they need an advocate for them in that courtroom or going through the divorce that isn't trying to just take their money and, you know, litigate this. I want to settle the case, resolve it, and truly try to do what's best for the children. So I really am truly passionate about helping people.
Love that.
Yeah.
And
you can tell.
And that's part of the reason why you jumped on this Hero and Heels, and we've been doing this for a while now. This program is very important to you.
It is. It really, truly is. women need to empower women. And when you guys asked me to do this, a couple years ago now, and then to bring it back, I was just too busy. I won best divorce attorney through RGJ last year. And
that just
made my business explode. And so I just was crazy busy. So I'm so excited to be back and just promote these amazing women in our community and learn about programs in our community. It truly is an honor.
Well, all I'm going to say as a teaser for this week's honoree is that we received several nominations.
We did.
For this incredible woman. We'll introduce you to her on the way.
Here's what's coming up with Bill and Jay Lynn on the Alice Morning Show.
If you're a fan of Nick Offerman, he's on the show with us at 8:50 this morning talking about his big show at the Silver Legacy coming up next Saturday.
Stand by. 96.5 Alice with Bill and Jay Lynn on the Alice Morning Show.
Slice the sandwich.